ואחרי כולם פרח את מישהו נגמר טיפת חלב שנפלו על החתיך אם יש בה בנית ניתן ברוס החתיך עושה somebody's cooking meat in a pot and a drop of milk fell onto one of the pieces of meat in the pot now we're talking where that piece of meat was not touching anything else that was cooking in that pot it was not inside the liquid it was outside the liquid in such a case if the milk that fell on that piece of meat gives taste to that piece of meat meaning to say the piece of meat does not have 60 keneged the milk is more than 1/60th of that piece of meat in such a case it gives flavor to that meat and that piece of meat is also from basar v'chalav you can't eat that piece of meat but the rest of the pot is mutter as long as you go ahead quickly and take away that piece from the pot and since that piece of meat is not touching anything else that's cooking in the pot the rest of the pot is mutter but if that piece of meat has 60 times keneged the milk that fell on it in such a case that piece of meat also would be mutter to eat as even though basar v'chalav is asur that's only if the chalav is more than 1/60th per meat that it fell on now if the drop of milk fell on that piece of meat that's outside the liquid that's not touching anything else that's cooking in the pot and that piece of meat did not have 60 keneged the chalav but you went ahead and quickly stirred up that piece of meat in the rest of the pot before the milk had a chance to give taste to that piece of meat of which it fell on you stirred up the pot and that piece of meat got mixed up with the rest of the pot in such a case you can combine everything that's cooking in the pot to make 60 keneged the chalav and since you stirred up that piece of meat in the rest of the pot so the milk got mixed in with the whole pot so you can combine everything that's cooking in that pot to get 60 keneged the chalav and the whole pot would be mutter including that first piece of meat on which the milk fell on but if you combine everything that's cooking in the pot and you don't have 60 keneged the chalav that fell in then the pot is usher everything in that pot would be usher to eat as it would be basar v'chalav somebody who wants to cook the udder of a behemoth before he cooks it he has to rip it to get out the milk he has to rip it up and down and back and forth to get the milk out from the udder now even though the milk that's found inside the udder it's not usher min haTorah to cook it together with meat as that milk since it was found inside the behemoth after shechita is not considered chalav and therefore you're allowed to cook it with meat min haTorah, but the Rabbanan hasa you from cooking the milk that's found inside the behema, the basar. So therefore you have to rip it before you cook it to get out the milk. Lo kara. But if you did not rip it and you did not take the milk out before shechita, in overlove, even though you cooked it without getting the milk out before, so the udder was cooked together with the milk inside of it, you are not over. There is no iser for eating it, even though l'chatchila you were supposed to rip it to get the milk out before you cooked it, now that you forgot to do so and you cooked it together with the milk inside of it, you're allowed to go ahead and eat it. Halei karo umotzi es dama. Lo karo in overlo. Somebody wants to cook the lave of a behemoth. Before he cooks it, he has to rip it in order to get out the dama. The dama is very hard to get out from the lave. It will not come out even ayidei melicha through salting. So therefore you have to rip it before you salt it, and then you salt it and you cook it. But if you did not rip it before you cooked it, you would not be over. Now, if you went ahead and salted the lave before you ripped it, you could still rip it after you salted it. But if you did not rip it even after the malicha and you went ahead and cooked it, in such a case, you would not be over for eating the lave, even though the blood in the lave is still inside, it did not come out through the malicha, you would not get malchus for eating dam, even though normally you get malchus for eating dam. But in this case, we're talking about the lave of an oaf, a very small lave that does not have a kezayit of dam. And since you didn't eat a kedayas of dam, you would not get malchus, but certainly the chatchila, you should not have eaten it. Hamala es ha'ov and magvina al ha'shulchan ena over below sasa. Somebody who puts oak together with a gvina on the table, he would not get a low sasa. As basar oak to eat it or to cook it with a gvina is only also midar abana. Certainly, if you only put it on the table together, there is no iser min haTorah, there is no malchus for that. Only if you cook basar behema together with chalav would you get malchus. Shachat chulam perachas mishnah dalet basar behema torah b'chalav behema torah. Asur labasho b'asur bahana. If you have basar from a behema torah from a kosher animal and you have milk from a kosher animal, you're not allowed to cook it together. And if it is cooked together, it's asur bahana. You're not allowed to derive any benefit from it. You can't even sell it to a goy. even though the Torah says lo tavashel gdi b'chalav imo, it's not just the gdi that you cannot cook with milk. Any type of basar behema Torah, you cannot cook with milk. Basar behema Torah b'chalav behema tmeah. Basar behema tmeah b'chalav behema Torah. Mutter lavashel umutter b'ana. If you have basar from a kosher animal, but the milk comes from a behema tmeah, non-kosher animal, or vice versa, the basar comes from a behema tmeah, and the milk comes from a behema Torah, in these cases, it is mutter to cook the meat together with the milk, and it's mutter to derive benefit from it, as that which the Torah offers to cook meat and milk together, that's only if both the meat and the milk come from a kosher animal. But in these two cases, where either the meat or the milk come from a non-kosher animal, you're allowed to cook it together, and so too, after it's cooked together, you're allowed to derive benefit from it by selling it to a guy, but of course you cannot eat it, as you're not allowed to eat the meat from a behemoth tmeah, nor are you allowed to drink the milk from a behemoth tmeah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chaya Boy, Eina Minator. Rabbi Akiva says, Basar from a Chaya or Basar from a Oak, Minatora, you're allowed to cook it together with milk. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Lo Tavasho Gdi B'cholav Imo. You should not cook the Basar from a Gdi together with the Cholav of its mother, Shalosh Pamin. Three times we have that Pasuk in the Torah. Why did the Torah repeat over this lot three times? It's coming to tell you, Prat Lachaya V'la'ov V'la Behema Tmeah, that you can exclude the basar from Lachaya from a beast, or the basar from an oaf, or the basar from Behema Tmeah. The first time it says Lo Tavashel Gdi B'chalav Imo, that's coming to exclude basar chaya, they allow to cook it with milk, and the second time it's coming to exclude basar oaf, and the third time it's coming to exclude the basar from behemoth tmeah. In these three cases, minat Torah, you're allowed to cook it together with milk. Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer, Nemar lo tochlu kol nevela, v'nemar lo tavashel gdi b'chalav imo. It says in the pasuk that you should not eat any nevela, a behemoth that died without shechita. And in the very same pasuk it says you should not cook a gdi b'chalav imo. The reason why it says these two isurim in the same pasuk is to tell you, et she'asar mishur nevela, Asr Levashel Bechalav. Something which there would be an Isr Nevela, such as a Behema or a Chaya, if it dies, it's Asr Mishun Nevela. Such Basr is also Asr to cook it with milk, even in the case where you shechted it. Oh, so Asr Mishun Nevela, Yachol Yehe Asr Levashel Bechalav. The Basr from an oak, which is also Asr Mishun Nevela, you're not allowed to eat Basr from an oak that died without Shechita. You might think so too, you're not allowed to cook it together with milk. Talmid Loimar Bechalav Imo, therefore the Pasuk says Bechalav Imo, the milk of its mother, Yotza Oak, that's coming to exclude the Basar from an oak, She'en Lo Chalav Ein, that the oak does not have Chalav Ein, and oak does not produce milk, so therefore the Basar Oak you are allowed to cook together with milk, as opposed to the Basar Behema and the Basar Chaya, since the Basar Behema and Basar Chaya, Basar Mishun Nevela, and they do have Chalav Ein, you're not allowed to cook them together with milk. Rabbi Yosef Aglili is arguing with Rabbi Akiva. As Rabbi Akiva holds, the Basar Chaya is mutter to cook with milk, while Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds that a Basar Chaya is also to cook with milk, as a Chaya is also Mishum Nevela. And so too, there's another machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that Basar Ov is Eina Minat Torah, it's not also Minat Torah to cook it with milk. And we can infer from there, but Midrabanan, it is also to cook Basar Ov together with milk. Rabbi Yosef Aglili argues, he holds that even Midrabanan is mutter to cook Basar Ov together with milk.